You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
You're listening to an encore edition of the Rockin' Blues Show. Episode number 538, originally aired back on May 7th, 2022. I'll be back next week with two new hours of the best in rock and blues music. Enjoy the show.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca because you are better than most people. Thank you.
Welcome to week 538 of the Rockin' Blues Show. I'm your host, Brent Morrison, coming at you all the way from Vancouver, Canada. I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing the best in rock and blues music from across Canada and around the world. No interview this week, but tons of stuff to get to. We'll jump right in with England's Emma Wilson. From her forthcoming release, Wish Her Well, This Is Nothing I Won't Do.
Just one man I need. There ain't nothing that I won't do just to get.
Closing out our opening set of rock and blues music from 2008's Iron Man, we had the late great Michael Burks with Fire and Water. Michael Burks passed away suddenly 10 years ago Friday, May 6, 2012, after collapsing in the Atlanta International Airport upon his return from Europe. He was just 54. Born into a blues family, Michael Burks began playing guitar before he was 5. He was signed by Alligator Records after the release of his 1999 self-produced debut, From the Inside Out. Michael Burks was also nominated for 13 Blues Music Awards, winning twice, won the Living Blues Magazine Critics Award for Best Guitarist in 2004, and was nominated for the B.B. King International Artist of the Year Award at the 2012 Maple Blues Awards. Before that, from his just-released Next Stop, we had Canada's Gary Kane with Ain't Up to Me. And I got this week's Rock and Blues Show started off with England's Emma Wilson and Nothing I Won't Do from her forthcoming release, Wish Her Well. This is the Rock and Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, from her forthcoming release, Live at the Green Room Social Club, recorded live in Placerville, California, this is Sacramento's Katie Nipp with Another Round.
This is a song about New Orleans, and the time I almost passed out when I got to meet Alan Toussaint. Bartender hose down.
sticky sidewalk again. Let's get Freddy. Freddy for another round. Oh, second lines. Muse beignets and beats tossed to the ground.
Together with you. get together with you. Some yes, soon. Got to get together with you.
There is a broadcast beyond that which is known to commercial radio. It is the middle ground between the present and the past, the summit of surf punk, rockabilly, and garage, and it lies between the airwaves of forgotten artists and the twilight of the unknown bands. This is a program we call the Downlighters Crypt, every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
coming, I need to back in there. Oh, baby.
Closing out that set from his soon-to-be-released Outdated Emotion, we had the legendary Delbert McClinton with his version of Long Tall Sally. Before that, from their 2021 release, Dance Songs for Hard Times, we had Indiana's Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band with Nothing's Easy But You and Me. Before that, from his new release, Call Me King, we had Winnipeg's Son of Dave with Someday Soon. And I got that set started off with Sacramento's Katie Nipp, and another round recorded live in Placerville, California, from her forthcoming release, Live at the Green Room Social Club. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, Ontario's Chris Antonick turned 47 on Monday. He was born May 2nd, 1975 in Markham, Ontario. Chris released his self-titled debut in 2010, earning a Maple Blues Award nomination for New Artist or Group of the Year. And in 2017, his most recent album, Monarch, was nominated for Recording / Producer of the Year, and he was also nominated for Songwriter of the Year. And just yesterday, I got a message from Chris telling me that the first single from his new album is due on June 3rd, and the album is coming out in early August. Can't wait to check it out. From his last release, 2017's Monarch, this is Chris Antonick with The Monarch and the Wrecking Ball. Like good advice, a welcome notion,
wrecking ball.